A divided Supreme Court ruled yesterday that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases are air pollutants under the Clean Air Act. And the court said the Bush administration broke the law in its refusal to limit emissions of those gases. And according to the Wall Street Journal, since those gases mostly come from cars and trucks, yesterday's decision could mean aggressive new regulations of auto emissions. But the new regulations could still be years away. They will likely require automakers to increase fuel efficiency and to become less reliant on traditional fuel sources, something that could take engineers years to work out. In the end, though, it could be good news for drivers if most of the cars and trucks on the road get better fuel mileage.
Gary, I'm really curious, what are automakers saying about this decision now?
They say they want an economy-wide approach to global warming that looks at all the industries that contribute to it. They also maintain that climate change is not fully understood, and new regulations could carry huge economic consequences. Lawyers for the Environmental Protection Agency had argued that new regulations could hurt the economy because 85% of the U.S. economy is tied to sources of greenhouse gas emissions. Nicole?
Very interesting. Jerry, I was reading the story. Also in business headlines, now Wi-Fi in the sky. What's new with that?
Well, after years of discussion and delay, U.S. airlines could soon start offering in-flight internet connections. Airline cabins could be wired to offer Wi-Fi hotspots probably within the next 12 months. Passengers will be able to surf the web, send instant messages, and email people all from 35,000 feet above the ground. A company called Aircell has already paid the FCC more than $31 million to take over radio frequencies that were once used for airphone service, and that's what will make it possible. Passengers will be able to use their BlackBerries and laptops just as if they were in any Wi-Fi hotspot on the ground. And it's expected to cost passengers no more than $10 to use. So far, no specific airlines have been named, but expect to see the service available soon. Hey, good news, right?
Yeah, great news. Now, when we all travel with all sorts of gadgets, our BlackBerries, our cell phones, our iPods, our laptops, I mean, what's next? But, you know, that means losing, potentially, our valuable electronics. What can we do about that? I hate that.
Yeah. A data security firm, PointsX, says 3 to 6% of these gadgets end up missing each and every year, according to the New York Times. The firm found that in 2006, more than 10,000 mobile devices were left in taxi cabs in the two metropolitan areas surveyed. And planes are also a common place to leave these items. Continental Airlines says some of the most common items left on board include iPods, cell phones, DVD players. And if you realize you lose something after you leave a plane, it's not as easy to get it back as you may think. That's because once you pass secure checkpoint areas, you can't go back. You're not allowed to return without going back through security, to retrieve personal items left on a plane. Some airlines allow you to report lost items on their websites, but most require you to call.